Is voice test 1 2 3. All right, talk.
So yeah,
I start talking.
My balls
in your jaw. This is how you test your audio recordings.
Welcome to the Virtual Voices Podcast. I'm your host Bleach Streaks, and today I'm here with Closure, one and only friend. Something happened with a change of something what they did. They made something crazy in their life that I think you guys should be really, really excited for. This little bean also has a lot of inspiration that I would say is one of the really great friends that I have that you guys should listen. So let's do this.
Changed all the way back in like October. It's been changed for a while.
Man, so what's up, dude? I haven't seen you for a fat minute. How you been, Tat?
I've been super busy.
Closure. But the name change is so bad for me. Yeah,
okay.
How you been, Closure? How's it going?
Back in October, I did a rebrand. I used to go under the name Tats, which I still have on my avatar. I have not updated this avatar in probably well over a year, almost 2 years at this point. But yeah, I did a name change, a brand change back in October from Taps to Closure. Happy with this brand so far.
It's really good.
It's really so much awesome. Of a better brand. It has a lot more deeper meaning.
We definitely, all of us want closure in our life as well. Like, even to get the feeling of, you know, the music as well is what you're branding off from. Because that, the name makes a huge appeal to us, you know, and closure is what we all want in our music. And that's what you make. That's fucking awesome.
It also marked a huge shift in my sound as well, where I was moving from like doing very melodic music into doing much heavier music,
because
around that time was when I finally started having the production abilities to make kind of like the heavier tracks I've always wanted to make. And so I decided, you know what, we're just gonna flip a page. I don't like this brand. I was Taps for 6 years, so it was a big decision, but So I just made the change. I jumped on it. I'm like,
you might as well just make that change, because reason being is like, you are not going to do something if you talk about it. You got to make a confident feeling for yourself to have the confidence to book it what you can. And you know what? It's 100% with this, and look where you're at now.
Awesome. I love the new brand. It looks great. The logo, Cheap Thrill did my logo for me. I commissioned them. Fantastic. I love the logo. The Three Rings logo I actually stole from the original logo, because like right below the R in the text logo, there's those three rings, and I saw that and I was like, ooh, I could put that on fucking anything.
Oh dude, yeah. You definitely
hats, shirts,
that's
album
the shit.
Covers,
definitely
fucking visuals. There's so much you can do with that, and I've kind of like slowly over time developed a deeper meaning behind that symbol, because originally just started off, I'm like, oh, this looks cool, but now I started diving into it kind of conceptually, just sort of like, all right, what could this mean, you know, what kind
you
of meaning can I derive from
that meaning to it. Yeah,
yeah, because like
the mindset.
Yeah, a brand is a lot more than the music you make. It's the visual aesthetic to everything. Like for example, EPROM has that very specific branding. G Jones has their very specific branding. You know, like looking at an album cover, you know, or visuals or whatnot, like, oh, you're watching Chi Jones, you know. Porter has his own brand with his aesthetics, you know, the Calmoji and DJ Pitaro, and you know, that, like, that's what a brand is. It's, you know, and unfortunately, in some certain aspects, unfortunately, in the music industry, you really have to put a massive focus on brand. You can make really great music, but if your brand is shit, it's going to be really hard to progress your career.
And that is definitely a fact, straight up. Definitely a big name for everyone. Because with that being said, you have a lot of... I'm not trying to say determination, but it's more like you have to focus on branding as it's yourself as a content creator, but also as a influencer that is here to create something that everyone's going to remember, just like a lot of other just like a lot of other companies as well. Like, companies always have either a tone of voice or an iconic character that brings the how do you say, the sheen. It's like the
well, it's
whatever works out.
Branding in music is a little bit different, but you know, at the end of the day, and this is just how the industry works, as a musician, this is gonna sound like the most pretentious bullshit ever, so I apologize in advance, but as a musician, you are, when you make a track or an EP or an album or whatever, you're making a product.
Right.
And you have to have the branding behind the product to sell the product. And that is like, I don't really like referring to music as a product.
You're kind of selling your talent. You're kind of way more selling your talents, you know?
Yeah. But like, if you're trying to earn a living from it, you know, there's a certain aspect where you have to like take your brain from like self-expression artist mode, and then you have to flip to music business. And you're like, all right, how do I sell this product versus like, you know, what you're trying to do with the music? And it, like, I hate thinking about music that way, but if you want to succeed, if you want to, like, my eventual goal is to be able to do music full time and support myself and pay my bills by doing music. You kind of have to think about it that way.
Yeah, you have to think about it that way for sure, because that way, I mean, heck, if no one supports you, then how else are you going to brand yourself out? And people want to support you, and like, you got to have the mindset of, it sucks to say this, but we all want to do this in a free manner, which is so much more worth it, because we all have that mindset to like, I want to do this and make this worth my while. But you know, the only way to live through it is if you have the money or the income to grow you as an individual to make better living off of music.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it's kind of the thing that everyone pushes them down, is some motivation just doesn't come as well as getting paid, because paid projects are kind of like, oh, now they are expecting me to make some stuff, or you know, you don't know. By the way, can you sit down? You're on, like, I mean, I don't know if you were doing that. If you like it, yeah. Come a little bit closer this way.
A little bit more.
Yeah. That's actually better. There you go. Sorry, you were like, sitting on it, so you were kind of like, you know, I didn't know if you were like, I didn't know if you were.
No, to expand on this, like, for at least a contextual basis, like, I was producing music and I was DJing before I ever got into VRChat. Yeah. Like, I played my first show in January of 2020, right before the pandemic hit. So like, my background. So like, you know, that's the world I kind of came from. I accidentally bumped my mic. It's so hard to see a dynamic microphone in front of your face when you have a toaster oven on it.
There's a microphone right here, bro.
Microphone's like right here.
Blah, 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 blah.
You are listening to BBC One Radio.
You are listening to BBC One. Welcome to BBC One Radio.
But, one of the things I hate about trying to be an artist is the fact that you have to focus so much time on social media marketing, content creation, Like, I would rather be spending my time working on my craft and working on my music rather than having to come up with fucking TikTok or Instagram ideas to push something and kind of like try to maintain some kind of quote unquote relevancy.
Right, in the
IRL industry. And that's one of the things I've always hated, and it'll take a long time for me to kind of like mentally get over it and just say fuck it and, you know, start making the TikToks, right, the Instagram.
That's why some people hire other social media managers to kind of just put it out there.
So, oh yeah, I just don't have the money for that.
I pretty much have to
do everything myself.
That makes sense.
You know, so with help from my management and whatever label I'm releasing on or whatever.
Yeah. So with this, on this point, with music from what you were talking about and stuff. So where did this start? Where did this start with music making?
Oh my God. So I discovered EDM in about 2011. I was in middle school and I discovered DeadMau5.
Yes, DeadMau5.
Surprisingly,
yes.
It started with DeadMau5 and not with Skrillex. So I moved from DeadMau5 and I started listening to like Skrillex, Knife Party, Pendulum,
oh, Knife Party, yes,
Netsky, yes. Zomboy, and like it was just a rabbit hole from there. And I also discovered very early on Porter Robinson. Because I started listening to Porter during when he released his Spitfire EP with Ausla, that first big release. And I remember in 2013, I was scrolling through SoundCloud on my phone, and I'm like, oh my God, Porter just released a new song. It was Sad Machine.
Oh my God.
I listened to that track, and I'm like, holy shit, I did not know EDM could make me feel this way.
Right.
And then
it definitely
from
put it
then on.
Side. Yeah.
From then on, I wanted to make music after that day.
Sheesh.
I didn't really start until probably about my senior year of high school. At the time, I was using just like free software. Shout out to my LMMS users out there. You know the fucking pain. You know the pain with that goddamn program. But because I one of my friends in my senior year of high school produced rap beats. And so we would just produce rap beats with each other. That's how the production pipeline started. It went from like rap beats, and then I went really hard on making ambient music for like 2 years. Oh, wow. Released a really shitty album. And then I moved on to like future bass, progressive house, you know, the history of all that up until what I'm doing today.
That's
kind of like how all of that started. Same with DJing.
Yeah, that's I definitely have that kind of like music's got me to a lot from where I've started too, from like listening from Virtual Riot to like Skrillex to DeadMau5, more DeadMau5 than anything. And then I kind of moved up as well. And, you know, with the feeling of like having the feeling of music makes me inspirational, because like everything of music does bring everyone kind of that whole like field of making something even more than that, either a remix to making something visually and also bringing yourself to the mixes. You want to create something that's more creative. And, you know, like,
yeah,
talking like about this with you is like, it's definitely like seeing this journey with you. It's really cool that when you started somewhere, had the motivation to bring yourself into where you're at from now, like just having this confidence in this. So with VR, you know, from when you started with this, was there a time where you were just stuck at some point with DJing and stuff, when you kind of were like, what was something harsh for yourself that you could be as a DJ when you were doing IRL sets before VR?
I was really limited to, you know, my knowledge, to the genres I was making and DJing. I was limited to, like, because our scene, at least at the time, my local scene was completely monopolized by, like, this really large company. And, you know, they booked the same fucking people every time. You know, they wouldn't really give anyone else a chance. And so, like, I had no future here. Except for that one show I got to play because of some friends of mine that I met in college. Shout out Vari. He's a fucking talented dude.
Let's go.
Still a homie to this day. We're working on a collab too. But once the pandemic hit, I was going through some really hard times, just because of due to the lockdown, and I was living in a 2-bedroom apartment by myself.
Oh man.
That year. Which was one of the most depressing things I've ever experienced, to be honest.
Fuck.
It was so quiet. But I had discovered VR because of Bolt Action. Bolt Action and I have been friends for 3 years. And he's like, yo, we're doing this thing in VR chat. I'm like,
what?
VR chat?
It's like, yo, what's he's VR like, yeah. chat, bro?
And he took me to like an early version of the very first virtual base world, because Bolt Action was one of the founders of virtual base.
Oh my god.
And so I saw all of that. I'm like, I didn't even know this was fucking possible, and I got super interested. So I was borrowing a friend's headset at the time because I was looking after his stuff for him, and so I just started playing VR chat, and within a matter of days I ended up meeting some of the coolest people. Like, nice. I met Wookie Dubs on like my third day in VR chat. I met Sly on my third day in VR chat. Holy Sly shit. Changed my fucking life, 100%. I met a lot of really cool people, and eventually, I guess I was lucky and was at the right place at the right time. I got asked to play at SlyFest 2020. And that weekend was the first time I had ever felt validated as an artist. That was the first time I ever felt validated.
It's so fucking cool.
And like that gave me so much inspiration that I'm like, you know what, maybe I could pursue this as a career. And here I am, getting close to 2.5 to 3 years later, and
oh my god,
I've been able to do some cool shit because of the people here. And I single-handedly attribute VR chat to kickstarting my career.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's
fully attribute VR chat for that.
It brings the amount of talented stuff you can create as well, and also a social ability to, I guess, get your name out there quickly. So much.
Yeah, and I learned so much in all aspects, not just music and DJing and music business and whatever, and networking, but I also learned like how to be a much, much better person
in general. Social, yeah,
like social. I've become comfortable. Oh god, my mic. I've become comfortable with myself in a way that I've never been before. I've been able to flower, pretty much. My personality has been able to flower because of the people here. And god, I've learned so much. And you know, yeah, I definitely would not be me without VR chat. I would not be me at all.
You definitely get a lot of inspiration when you get into this social platform. And personally, what's crazy about this social platform is there was a time where me and you actually connected at one point, which was really cool, because I actually had the chance to meet you IRL, and, you know, Fia Purge and
a while back.
Sonova. That was such a fun night, dude. And you know, what's crazy about this is I remember the day that, even before that too, I think there was a time when we went to Swaz event, which was like the New York City, like it looked like a GTA spot, but it was really cool because with that time being, we had a chance to really connect with each other. You were talking to me about some individual that was trying to get you on a spot for like getting into audio, just pretty much getting this game you were going to get yourself influence, like some person knew you that was going to get you into this game job. and just like I heard you like oh, got an email changed. Back. You know, that a lot of that stuff from that start of the that change of about a year ago brought me to where, you know, we had more connections, we've learned more and stuff. I think I did one of your after the whole meetup and stuff, it was fucking great. I met Juno and I met a bunch of other people more. We still talk and it's so cool. And you know,
you took all my press shots that night.
Hell yeah.
I used those press photos for like,
we need more, God, bro. We need more.
So long. I used that for so long. I was like, my one of the photos Bleach Streaks took was like my Twitter profile picture for probably like 9 months.
Dude.
Up until the rebrand. I used it all the way up until the rebrand.
Hell yeah. Much. I went from there, from that to like, I think I helped you create like an album cover or whatever, like the glass something.
Oh my God, my other project. Yeah, you helped me
glass
with
persona
the,
or whatever.
The symbol logo for
yeah,
for
yeah.
Glass
like
persona.
It was a window and like it was a cracked window. Yeah, that was so many projects, bro. It was so cool because like I love to give everyone that chance of like how I feel of my taste of talents. And personally, you know, helping a friend out with this, we both wanted to create this bond of making him grow as well. And personally, like it was that kind of care. It was the kind of for I was trying to give someone a lot of I was trying to give Taps this incorporation or like, I asked you so much about the glass thing. Like, what do you want about this? And I think you were really simple about it. I don't know.
I was very simple because I didn't really at that point. I was pretty much up for anything. You know, I wanted to leave it open to interpretation because I wanted to be kind of like surprised. And I was very pleasantly surprised. I mean,
hell yeah.
Every glass persona set you've seen me play in VR chat when I use visuals, like broken window panes on there.
Fuck yeah, you know? Dude. That's fucking awesome.
A lot of the releases as well, if I'm self-releasing, I've just been like using the same window pane, but just like kind of like changing the colors around. I actually took inspiration for that from Io in his 444 series of releases because he would change the color around and change like the theme.
So fucking awesome, man. That is so cool. So with this and stuff, with all this journey you've been through, from all the ups and downs with IRL sets to what you brought yourself into VR now, was there a time in your life where you felt inspired? When have you gone to a concert or made yourself like DJ sets in VR that like okay, well, let me rephrase that question. Hold on.
I think sorry. I get the gist of what.
No, I know, but I don't want to sound complicated to this. I'm gonna try to sound more simple so people that are watching it. So from all the DJ sets you've had IRL, and from all the ups and downs and stuff with music, so now you're in VR and you're now at something that you brought yourself into, which is definitely a great experience with this. What have you done so far in the VR platform that brought you into DJing?
I've been around for so, at least in the terms of like how fast the VR scene progresses, I've been around for a really long time. I remember when I first started playing clubs, there was probably like 8 or so clubs you could go to on any given week. There was like DWR, there was Rizumu.
GVR is, oh my God, yes.
Loner,
oh.
River, Ghost Club.
Yeah.
And like MVP, and that's pretty much about it for the most part. But as time goes on, more and more, you know, clubs started to pop up. The scene,
oh, dude,
especially in 2021, the scene exploded exponentially.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exponentially. That was crazy to watch.
When you've been here for a while, you're kind of like, you feel like if one person does it and more people join in, it's like, okay, this scene's going to kind of make a difference with a lot of like, because the reason being, it's like it has all these things in this game, from social skills to learning new talents to like building a business with this. And this is what's crazy about this. It's awesome. And
what's different between VR and the IRL culture is like people do it here because they want to. You know, no one's out here to make money. No one's, you know, you don't have,
remember, guys,
the corporate bullshit, you know, there's no corporate bullshit involved, at least when it comes to like major labels and like big promotion companies like Insomniac or whatever. And you know, people do it for the love of it. And yeah, it's just this like rich, like the way I've described it to people in the past, like whenever I talk about it with like IRL friends, it's like a combo of Wild West internet and 90s right. rave culture slammed into one space.
It's such, oh man, I don't know how to really, I don't really know how to explain to anybody about this stuff too. Cause it's like, well, it's kind of ridiculous, but you hold on. I have to zoom in a lot for this one because I have to be really clear about this. Hold on. Okay, so there we go. So the gist of it about making these talents happen and learning all these new things is putting on a headset on your head and getting a gaming computer and going into worlds that have a lot of people in it and talking with them and learning these skills from each other and learning how you can make your talents and learning all these talents. And it's kind of ridiculous to some people because they're like, oh, why do you have to wear a headset? Because the only way how to get immersed in this game is if you put on a headset. It's kind of like the whole thing with bringing yourself into something that's more like visually, you bring yourself into a visual state of, you know, creativeness. And that's where like you have so many ideas that you can bring to the table. And the only way to do that is you can be on desktop mode, but it's more of like showing people what it is in this immersive experience that can bring a lot of this hidden talent to a bigger bigger explosion of creativity to the IRL scene. Well, when they see
another thing that's very different here, like it is in this space, it is literally physically impossible to gatekeep. You can't physically gatekeep anyone.
Anyone
can pop open a world, pop open an instance, start a stream, and start DJing.
It's literally
gatekeeping
just,
does not exist. It is
yeah.
And like not gatekeeping in certain forms, yes, it does exist. But like gatekeeping, as like compared to the IRL space, you're not prevented from going to a venue and playing. You literally just pop open a fucking instance of like Club Orion,
and
people join up. Yeah, it's like, and people tend to not gatekeep information as much here as well. Like people share information. People want to help people grow. And there's like the barrier for entry for anyone who ever wants to start DJing here is so unbelievably low.
It's anything. It's possible.
I have seen so many amazing DJs pop up out of nowhere because they decided they wanted to start DJing because of what they saw here. Like Mow the Lawn, for example. I remember the first time we met up in person, we were grabbing coffee kind of by where I live.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, yo, I want to buy a DJ controller. I'm like, buy the DJ controller. And then four months later, he played at Shelter. Like some mad shit. Like,
that is some mad shit. Dude, remind me after this. Also, Mo, hold on. I gotta, you said mow the lawn, right?
Yes.
Bro, we have to do the dance, bro. We have to do the dance.
Oh God.
You know the dance? You know the dance?
I don't smack my microphone.
No, after. We could do the dance after. Okay, just remind me after the dance, like.
I know the dance. I know the dance.
You know the dance? He knows the dance. He fucking knows the dance. Yo, Mow the Lawn, I hope you see this because this is gonna be a funny one when we're done with this event. We're done with this thing. So, I think I'm gonna hit off with the last question or so. We're almost at 30 minutes or so. But was there a world that you feel like you feel genuinely, I guess, calm and relaxed before you do a DJ set or something that just relaxes you in these worlds? Because generally, these worlds give us this we're more relaxed in our home state of our world, because it tells about who the person you are as well, which I think. But what do you think?
There is a couple worlds, but there's specifically one that has a lot of nostalgia for me, just due to the fact that it was like one of the first worlds I ever like regularly hung out in when I joined VR chat. There's a lot of good memories associated with the world, and it's some of you might know this world if you've been around long enough. It's a Treehouse in the Shade.
Yeah,
it's a lot of nostalgia for me. Like even the album I released back in 2021, the album cover for the album was taken at Treehouse in the Shade, I think on my second day in VRChat.
Oh my God.
I still had that photo. And so I saw that photo. I'm like, this is perfect for the concept I'm trying to do for the album. Because if you're writing an album, at least for me personally, I like to do conceptual albums. Like there's a concept behind it.
Yeah, most definitely. I think we should show them what Treehouse in the Shade is personally. Thing up there, is that like
there's seats up there.
Okay, so let's just do this. Hell yeah. So Taps, what brings you to this world? What made this world inspired by you? You know, what made you kind of like get into the whole thing with music? Tell me the story about this for a bit.
This was one of the first worlds I ever hung out with, people in VR chat, this world and of course Secret Sky Stadium. Secret Sky Stadium is where I met Slides, where I met Wiki Dubs, and you know, this world holds a lot of like good memories for me, and it's always really nostalgic, and you know, it's a different era of VR chat really in this world.
This world definitely brings, I always find myself coming back.
Album cover for the album I released back in 2021, the Home LP, that was taken in this world with this shader on. The photo I used was a photo I took on, I think, my second or third day in VR chat.
Oh, so shit.
It really lent to the concept of the album. So yeah, this is a very special place for me.
No, most definitely, dude. I've heard so much potential about this world, and personally give a lot of love and respect to the people that the one person that made this. There's so many shaders in this one world of this, and personally, like, when doing this can give you a lot of memorabilia as well as your childhood to what you can create as inspiration. And you know, Taps has fully fledged into this, and the memory he's put into with his music does bring in his respects to the creator that unfortunately passed away. But yeah. It definitely
really come here and not kind of internally, you know, pay your respects a little bit, you know.
Right. Definitely give the creators that put a lot of time and effort into the worlds they make with these, because with this, you know, you're enjoying yourself, but they're also putting their inspiration on the side to creating what is valuable, which is their talents. And Taps here has definitely given those taps. And Closure has been in here to give that kind of talent to what the world is, especially putting them on the album cover. Because personally, it's something to mark off as this is an inspirational moment that we can all understand that all of us want to be here for everyone, you know, and for your talents. It does make a lot to bring in your self-worth.
And, you know, all of us want a dope album cover, but all of us want something beautiful, you know, and that's the value of it.
Yeah. I mean, the concept behind that album was like, I had found my home here. That was the concept.
It's concept.
It was like, I finally found a home. And, yeah.
That's so cool.
Despite whatever, you know, whatever I got going on in life, I don't really think I could ever just fully just leave. You know, I'll always be around in some capacity, whether I'm just like a fly in the wall in the back of a club somewhere on like a Tuesday night randomly, or, you know, I'm, you know, playing somewhere or whatever, or just, you know, seeing what everybody's doing on Twitter. I'll always be around.
It's always definitely putting in this kind of, you know, these moments in here might be something that's, it's not just nothing. It's always something to bring yourself, is you started from a story that you can create. And, you know, what I would love is to tell someone and to let everyone know that, yeah, I did podcasts in the virtual reality world. You're like, what? What do you mean by that? Well, I mean, what I mean is there is a specific part of my life where I met people that are just like Taps, you know, but Taps was the first to ever bring me onto this DJ IRL set to where he's played, and we all had a good time. And that's what I felt like having friends for, you know, and bringing that set to bring those moments do matter. And, you know, like having your friends around you, but also bringing the people around you as well is also detrimental to me, because we all kind of want to have friends that care for us. And, you know, Taps for himself, Closure for himself, has brought me to another mindset of, this is how it feels to have a really good friend that is here to bring his personality, but also his music to other people that he feels appreciative about. And, you know, like, much love and respect, dude, you know. Appreciate you so much, dude.
I think I just smacked my mic.
Oh my god.
I'm not used to using the dynamic mic with the headset on, but yeah.
No, yeah, this is definitely something I could say. This is probably one of the most inspirational people, I would say, is like somebody brought me in somewhere that it got me more connections to. And personally, when I'm looking for more value and bringing what I can for a good time, you know, I never thought I'd ever meet people from like VR as a DJ until Taps, me and him just had that connection. And, you know, when I saw him, I was like, dude, like, we immediately just saw each other and just hugged, dude. It was such a chill, like, wait, what? Like, I'm meeting someone from virtual reality to, like, it's just, I don't know, man. Just the first time ever, just seeing that kind of persona of, holy shit, it's Taps.
I can guarantee you that the way I act in VR is the same way I act IRL.
Yeah,
I
feel like you're more expressive and creative when you're IRL versus VR is like, it's kind of your chill day, you know what I mean? But you're really expressive.
I can be more subdued in VR.
You can too. But you can too. When I met you at that time, it was like, we had a moment though. We brought ourselves to something big, and bringing that personality out of you was just like, dude, after I took those photos, I actually like genuinely felt like confident, because I knew you were like having a good time. We were having a good time. And
it was a great,
felt
it was a
fucking
great
party. It's a great party. And
until the cops shut us down.
Oh, I think I still have video of that too. I still have video of that shit, dude. Oh
my god,
that was funny.
Well,
I hope you guys did enjoy this. This is my really good friend Closure. Just remember about this is something about DJs. They're always here to create a spark with all of us, especially with their music. And personally, we want to make ourselves feel like we're here to enjoy ourselves with the right people, the right individuals that are here to make the best moments happen. And personally, I can't say your name. Personally, Closure has been a really good and great friend that I could say is like, all I'm saying, guys, is he was the first that I ever met from the DJ world to IRL world. So, you know, I'm great to have him as a friend. And, you know, personally, I think y'all should get to know him as well. So I hope you guys do enjoy this podcast. Love you, dude.
Thanks, homie.
Wow. Hope you guys do enjoy this podcast.